Good morning, everyone. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany. And I enjoy this day. It comes right at the end of what we call the 12 days of Christmas. And on this day, we celebrate the Magi and their path to the child, Christ. For me, the Magi evoke in my heart the desire to explore, to discover, to seek knowledge and the unknown. For me, it is a call to a new frontier ahead, to follow the path of light that is set in my heart. What does this story of the Magi mean for you? There is an element in this story that made me think of another story that I read about a few years ago. Now, at first glance, these two stories might not have much in common, but I believe they do. Let me share it with you, and you be the judge. Back in 2012, a man named Jose Alvarenga from El Salvador, he was living on the Pacific coast of Mexico, working as a fisherman. Now, Jose would set out each day in his fishing boat, a 24-foot fiberglass boat for deep-sea fishing. Now, this boat had no top, just a single outboard engine. And at the end of a normal 30-hour shift of fishing shark and marlin and sailfish, he would come back to shore with his catch. Then in November of that same year, Jose set out to sea. But a terrible storm came out of nowhere and disabled his motor. All the electronic communications on the boat were gone. And what made matters worse, he had to dump all 500 pounds of fish that he had caught overboard just to keep the balance of the boat so he was able to stay afloat in the storm. His fishing gear was all blown away because of the storm and the wind. Now, Jose was adrift in the Pacific. He had no water, no food, and no one could find him. Days on the water turned into weeks. Weeks turned into months. Jose was able to catch some fish, turtle, jellyfish, seabirds with his hands. But Jose kept telling himself that God is with him. Every night in that open boat, he would look up at the thousands of stars in the southern sky, and he would tell himself, God is watching over me, guiding me. Day by day, week by week, Jose continued to pray, to catch fish, to drink rainwater, and he would float on the current. Then one evening, Jose spotted a light on the horizon. He's not sure what it is, but this light remained constant. And as his boat continued to float closer to closer, he kept praying and watching the light throughout the night. What could this light be? The next morning, as he looked for that spot of light where it was, he realized it was an island. But Jose wasn't going to take a chance that the current might float this boat past this island. So he dove into the water and he swam. On January 30th, 2014, 13 months after Jose had left the coast of Mexico, two locals from the Marshall Islands were shocked to see on a beach a half-naked bearded man standing with a knife, speaking Spanish. Jose had traveled 6,800 miles, 13 months from the coast of Mexico to the Marshall Islands. Jose saw the light. Now he was going home. Easter is not too far off from us. When Easter arrives, we will be 13 months into our COVID pandemic. Do you see God watching over you? God being with you? Guiding you? Today we have the story of the Magi. Who are these men? Who are the Magi? Matthew tells us they're from the east. This means that they can be from Persia or Babylon. I like that. It's a mystery. Because the Magi come from outside the reaches of Roman rule. The word Magi is closely linked to magician, practitioners of magic. Often we simply translate the word to wise men. I think personally because the magic part makes us Catholics very nervous. They practice the ancient form of studying the stars in the night sky. In other words, the Magi are the least likely people to be identifying the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God. How could they? They're not from here. But Matthew is making a point by telling us about the Magi. He's pointing to us a much bigger picture. These Magi are Gentiles. They don't know the story. They don't know the ways in which God has been made known to the people of Israel and to us. But still, somehow, God has been made manifest to them. God is leading them to the light of the world. The Magi are coming to pay homage, to worship the child born King of the Jews, the Messiah, the Christ. Jesus, they somehow know, is the light of the world. Matthew is also showing us in this story that Herod and the religious experts of that day could not see that same light. Because when the Magi arrive at Herod's court asking directions, Herod summons the religious expert, the scribes and the priests, and they quote the prophecy that the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem. They know their own sacred scripture, but none of them can see the light of God. So the Magi head off to Bethlehem, and they find the house where Mary and the child is, and they worship him, and they give him gifts worthy of a king. But the Magi do not return to Herod, who has not seen the light. Can you see the light? Especially this past year? So again, what does the Feast of the Epiphany mean to you? Contemporary Christian artist David Slater wrote, "Have you ever seen Jesus, my Lord? He is here in plain view. Take a look. Open your hearts. He is calling you." Jesus is calling all of us to come before his presence. And this presence is not just in Bethlehem, but in many places of our everyday lives. Jesus is present in the members of our family who are hurting, depressed, or going through difficult times in their lives. Jesus is present in all who are struggling to get by in these difficult times. Jesus is present in each of us as we stop and listen to our hearts rather than to our emotions. The wise will seek him, as it is written. If we really want Jesus in our lives, we will need to continue to search, seek the journey towards new experience of his presence. Epiphany celebrates Jesus showing himself to those whose faith led them to him. To those who wished to see him, even the Magi, who did not know God, were searching for him, and they found him. Yet the Jewish scholars who had the help of the scripture were not searching for him, and they missed his presence on earth. This feast also leads us to ask about our own attitude in life, our own journey in life. Are we really searching for God? And do we really want to find him? As people of faith, we are so blessed to have our own stories of encountering the light of Christ. But like Jose Alvarenga, and like the Magi, we may not always know our exact destination when we set out on our daily journey. Jose believed that he was simply heading out for another day's work and end up in an ordeal of a lifetime. The Magi, who have studied and studied, were going out to find the one to whom the light was calling them. As brothers and sisters, we are called to follow that light, that way of love in all we do, that path, that way of love, that light of Christ will bring us home when we are lost in the darkness. That path, that way of love, that light of Christ will guide us in our relationship with others. That path, that way of love, that light of Christ will change the entire world. For no one who comes into a true encounter with Jesus comes away unchanged.